Ninth parak of Erechin, second Mishnah. Mochel Rishoin b'mona v'mochel Rishoin l'shein masayim. He sold his field to Reuven for one mona, and Reuven sold it to Levi for two monas. Ein mechashav el marishin. When they make the cheshbon, how much to redeem it for, he gets the better of the deal, the cheaper price. Shenemar ish asher mochaloi, the one who sold it to, that's the one who makes the deal with. But he sold it to the first one who bought it from him for 200, and then that person sold it to the third party for less than the price. Here we say we go by the second one, and it's enough for him to pay the second guy 100 and get it back. The one who's in it. So we go lakula for the one who sold it. He can redeem it back for the cheaper of the two prices, either from the first one or the second one, whichever one is the lower of the two. If he wants to redeem a field, he shouldn't sell one field in order to redeem another field. He's not allowed to do that. Yeah. And the other way around is also awesome. He shouldn't sell his fields to redeem another one. And the same is Barabi Eagle Biyofa, he shouldn't sell a bad one to redeem a better one. Vilo Yilva Eagle, he shouldn't borrow money. If he has money to redeem it, he should redeem it. If not, leave it by the one who bought it. Vilo Eagle Chatzoyim, not only that, but he shouldn't even redeem it half. Let's say the field was 100 and he has 50. He shouldn't say, I'll give you 50, give me back 50 of the field. He can only redeem it when he has money or Shova Kesef that is worth the full value of the field. Then the other person, the one who bought it, is required to give it back to him. To redeem hektish, you can do any of the above. Sell from one place to another place, borrow money, or even redeem part of it. This way, it is harder to redeem something that you sold to a hedyah than something you were makdish to the Beis HaMikdash.